7. And good afternoon, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and this is the Tom Chenault Show. Hopefully, you're having a great Sunday afternoon. We have been preparing for this show for an hour or so, and John Milton Fogg are ready, and I are ready for you. We are going to have a great, great show today. We're going to interview a friend of John Milton Fogg's, Brian Carruthers. You're going to love that segment. He's been on the show before. He's made so much money in network marketing. He's got a handle on it. He's written a new book called Making My First $10 Million. You are going to love it. Hell, before we get there, hello, John Milton Fogg. How are you?
Except for one thing, I am deeply, deeply disappointed.
Oh, no. What happened?
You did not call me, and we did not have our Sunday chat. Now, I'm not suicidal, so please don't be concerned, nor am I going to go drink. But disappointed, oh, yeah, oh, baby. I look forward to those. I had an agenda this morning. I had questions for you.
Darn. You are my Sunday morning routine, John, and I look forward to that. My wife and I went out on a date last night, and we had a great time. We went to a terrific little restaurant called Martini's. Denise drank a few of those, and we ended up staying up late and just enjoying other people and also our own company, and it was great. But this morning, I woke up and I just said, you know what, I'm turning back over and going back to sleep. And all my friends from my AA meeting had the same response. They said, that's unacceptable behavior and cut that out. So
my wife,
I'm going to have to tell her that we're going to have to hold the romance off just for Valentine's Day and her birthday once a year.
Well, I really do think that, you know, at least once or twice a year, taking that woman out is a good thing. I mean, have you seen her? She's hot, Tom.
Yeah,
she's gorgeous.
She was absolutely on her game last night, too. It was a great time. So, John, tell me a story. What's going on with your life?
I'm tired of you asking me questions. It's my turn. You're going to England.
Fired up.
You're going to England. Tell me about that.
I am going to England, and network marketing is the greatest business on the planet because it is everywhere. And there are so many people over in England that have contacted me saying, I heard you're coming. I'm in France. I'm over in Edinburgh, Scotland. I'm in Glasgow, Scotland. I'm actually going to take a train over and meet a friend. And I don't know if people know about this company called British Airways, but if you don't know British Airways and you aren't flying British Airways, you are out of your mind. I have no deal with British Airways, but I am going to tell you this right now. I am the biggest fan. I completely messed up my airplane tickets and basically booked it the wrong day. I'm freaking out because I spent a ton of money getting them. And the next thing I know, I call British Airways. They didn't blink. They didn't give me any heat whatsoever. They said, let's just refund all your money right now and start over and do it the right way, Mr. Chenault. And let's get you there nonstop from Denver, Colorado, because we noticed you were having a stop on your initial flight out. They treated me better than I've ever been treated by an airline in my life. And I just want people to know that if you're thinking about flying internationally, those guys are the ticket. So thanks for asking that question.
Very proper. Well, they probably took that Marquis de Chenault way that you sign your tickets. They probably took that seriously and thought you were some big deal.
Well, you know what? I think they I think they treat all the people like they're a big deal, and that is big news. So if anybody wants to know about that, don't be afraid to call me because I should be their poster boy. These guys do it right, and I was talking to my father-in-law yesterday about that, and I don't care if it's network marketing. I don't care if you are British Airways competing against United Airlines. when you start paying attention to customer service at an extraordinary level, you are going to win. And network marketing is the same way. What do we deal with? Our commodity, we talk about, oh, our products are great, our compensation plan is great, our company is great. The only thing that makes us different is our people. And when we start treating our people like they are worth it, great things start to happen. And that's what's happened to you and your network marketing business, hasn't it, John? I mean, you are the relationship king.
Well, I'm not sure. Sometimes I think I'm a jack or a jerk, but that's what you're pointing out is something I don't think network marketers have ingrained in their consciousness. And that is that you and I are part of the value of our products. We are just like we were on the ingredient list. Our level of service, our ability to educate. I mean, you know, I've been a Whole Foods customer for years. But no one in a Whole Foods has ever called me up and said, John or Mr. Fogg, what did you think of that purchase of those Think Thin energy bars or of those that heirloom lettuce you bought this morning? I never get a call from them and said, but I get calls from network marketers. How are you doing on the product? How are you taking it? Are you taking it at the right time? Is there anything else I can help you with? Long after the sale's been made. We are part of the value of our product, and that ain't even talking about the opportunity.
Would you think Victoria Barron is your sister, and she doesn't have a thing to gain by talking to you for 1 minute? And is she all of it in a bag of chips?
Well, it was just stunning. I mean, this is, for those of you who don't know, this is a lady who is a leader in our company, and I called her up at Tom's urging to ask her a question about a course that I'm offering, internet marketing course that I'm offering, internet work marketing course. And, man, we got started on the products. This chick spent, and Tom, when she spent it is so telling. She's leaving town for 2+ weeks. I know what I'm like when I leave town for 2 days. She's leaving for 2 weeks. She and her husband are uprooting themselves. And she took about 30 to 40 minutes to educate me about products. She doesn't make a dime from me.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man, I love that culture. I love that. Any network marketing culture. I mean, I have heard some very famous and very successful people say, business goes upline and downline and never cross line. There's a technical term for that. The first initials are B&S.
There's no doubt about it. And you guys hear that. Be the best person you can be. And even though your time is scarce, so is everybody else's. And just give people a chance to be great and give yourself a chance to be great. And thank you. And it goes right back. Again, that's what British Airways did for me. And because they went that extra mile, here I am talking about them on a lot of radio stations and obviously a worldwide radio show. And when I talked to my friend Marcus Rudiger from United Networker magazine over in Germany, I'm going to beg the guy to hook up with British Airways because that's something that he could really lever up to. And everybody wins. So, yeah, I agree with you 100%, John.
And we got a guy on this show today who does that. He does that for a living. He does not have to share his experience, his intelligence. And when he first got into the business, man, this was not where his head was at. But he really came to it, and now he is known in his company as a guy that you can count on to give you a helping hand even when he's got no financial interest in you at all. So it's, and more, I love meeting and seeing and making a big deal out of leaders like that, because that's one of the things I love about this business, and I think it's an expression of network marketing being done really right.
Tell me about this Facebook course.
It's killer. It works. And people are very confused about social media. And I'm afraid that the internet rock and rollers, the internet marketers, have spoiled the whole notion, you know, this kind of business of, I had a prospect, Tom, it's really great. Guy says, send me a link to your site. I said, why? This is message back and forth. He said, I want to sign up. I said, no. He writes back, excuse me? I said, no. I don't do business that way. I don't send people to sites. It's a conversation. It's a relationship. It's a partnership. Give me a call. And that's what you're doing when you do marketing right on social media, especially Facebook. Facebook only because it's the best. It's the biggest and the best. Hands down, that's it. 67% of all the people on the internet are on Facebook. Most of them every day. It's the perfect media. But people miss the point. It's a place to connect. It's a place to engage. It's a place to learn and get into relationship and fall in like with people. And as soon as it gets sincere and serious about the products or the opportunity, get them off the internet. Get them off Facebook. Get them on the phone. And don't you dare attempt to bring somebody into this business all by yourself. Get on a three-way. That is the way to do it.
And so everybody, whenever I talk about all this business on the internet, I get all these doubters. People that, you know, dinosaurs like me that go, oh, no, you don't build anything on Facebook. It's built in the living room. It's built in the coffee shop. I agree with that 100%. You have to develop the relationship first, and that's what John Milton Fogg has figured out. It is crazy what he's got going on. How does somebody find you, John?
JohnMiltonFogg.com/FacebookFortune. And what I can promise you is, if you don't want to take the course, it's an 8-week course, if you don't want to do the course, you will learn how to do some things and what's important on Facebook just by reading that page.
All right, man. I am excited about that. It is an unbelievable course. And the first time he ran it out, I was a little bit suspicious.
A little? Excuse me? A little?
The 8-week program was any charge so little money for it. But I still wasn't sure that it was giving people value. I am telling you one thing right now. I've watched these people come out the other side, and it is good on you, Bob. Good on you, Daryl. The people that are taking this thing, Adam, I'm watching them become different people. So go click on that link. It's going to blow your mind. It is great. We're coming back right after this. We're going to have Brian Carruthers on here. Marianne Niehaus, thank you. She's the producer of the show. She does all the work. I just take all the credit. She's sitting down here in the training center. Her dad, Ken, is here. It's great. That's her husband. And we're coming back right after this. This is the Tom Shadoff Show.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tom Chenault, this is John Milton Fogg. It's the Tom Chenault Show. First segment was about, I guess, nothing, and we talked about John Fogg's course. John, we got somebody that wants to know what that link was, and I missed it.
Sure. It is johnmiltonfogg, F-O-G-G, .com/Facebook, Fortune.
There we go. Fortune singular.
Fortune
All right,
singular.
Here we go. The nice things you said about Brian Carruthers earlier are now coming to fruition. Brian is a rock star. He's written a great book called Making My First $10 Million, The Story of Money and Leveraged Income. Hello there, Brian. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Tom. How are you?
Good. We've got a kind of a short segment here, so I want people to tell you, I want you to tell people who you are, even though the first couple of your pages talk about it. You had kind of a great childhood. You weren't like most of us that came from the wrong side of the tracks, but you've really built something huge. So tell us about you in this first segment.
Sure, I, my background is a little bit different from some folks, I guess. I have basically raised with a silver spoon in my mouth. Actually, my parents did very, very well. My dad built a very huge real estate company back in the 70s before he sold out to Merrill Lynch in 1981 and retired for 5 years when he was in his late 30s, early 40s. And, quite frankly, I didn't want for anything. I went to a great school. They put me in a private Catholic school all my life. We went on great vacation, grew up in a great home, had a beach house to spend our summers in. So certainly I was not in a situation where I ever needed or wanted anything. Certainly they didn't spoil us, probably hard to understand that after just explaining what I just show where I come from. But, I was always taught the value of money and working hard for it. I learned work ethic from my dad. I watched him work extremely, extremely hard. And for me, I wanted to be able to provide a great lifestyle for my future family the way my father and parents did for me. And so when I actually got into the real estate business, I worked my tail off, and I was earning a six-figure income by the time I was 25. I was rookie of the year at the age of 22, and I was willing to work. But then I was introduced to the network marketing industry when I was 23, almost 24 years old, by somebody I went to Villanova University with. And at first, I told them, oh, those are pyramid schemes. Those are not ethical. They're illegal. And I was very fortunate because I said that to somebody one day that was able to put it in perspective and completely change my mind about how the business model works. He said, don't you and your family run a real estate company? I said, yes. He said, doesn't it seem kind of unethical that you say that people in network marketing make money off the backs or off the efforts of others? But it seems to me that your family earns money off the efforts of all those real estate agents that you hire, and they're the ones out there selling all the houses. So I guess maybe your real estate company should be shut down. And I'm a talkative guy. I'm a pretty quick-witted guy, and I had nothing to say to come back. I sat there kind of dumbfounded and my mouth hanging open a little bit, and I just didn't know what to say. And at that point, it was my mental shift. My paradigm shifted in my head. And I said, you know what? There's something to this industry. Because not only does it employ leverage like the real estate company did, but it also employs residual income, which the real estate industry did not offer. So having leverage and residual income captured my fancy, and I got started up in the business part-time and spent my first little over 4.5 years with a couple of different companies, not making much money, but I learned how the industry worked. I learned what to do, and when I finally found the right vehicle, I went out and made my first $1 million in 2.5 years.
Wow, that is awesome. And now tell us, now you decide, have you retired, or are you still working every day, or what's going on?
No. No, it's funny, because people ask me that a lot. It's the grind. If you're making, you know, almost a couple $1 million a year, why do you still keep working if it's still called residual, it's still called passive? And I say, you know, look, you know, people retire because they're tired of doing what they're doing. That's why they want to stop. I don't ever see myself stopping. I love what I do. I mean, where else can you have fun, help people, and make money at the same time? Now, even right. If I didn't need to make any more money, I still love helping people, and I still love having a good time. So being able to do all three at once, there's no reason for me to ever retire. But, no, I'm still hot and heavy building my business as much as or more than I ever have before. I'm in the same company for 14 years. But this past year, I made a decision to come out of my little cocoon, if you will, and kind of venture out into the general space to be able to help others in any endeavor. You know, there's people in all kinds of different companies out there that ask me all the time, well, how did you build a team of almost 400,000 people already in just over a decade? How did you do that? Instead of me saying, hey, look, you know, just, you know, talk to your sponsor, talk to your upline, they'll teach you how to do it. Well, unfortunately, some of those folks didn't have an upline that has ever done it before. And so how can you teach somebody to do what you hadn't done? So I just kind of decided, you know, I'm going to kind of do some generic help to the industry, and that's why I came up with the fostermentor.com.
Give me a okay, good. What's the website?
Fostermentor.com. Kind of like foster parents, but people need a foster mentor sometimes to mentor them in this business.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about this hard. And John Fogg, get ready to get in this conversation. I know you guys know each other. You know him better than I do. We're going to have some fun here, and we are going to drill in to Brian Carruthers and his new book. Stick around.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
It's Tom Chenault. It is John Milton Fogg, and it's Brian Carruthers. And we are talking to Brian Carruthers about his new book, FosterMentor.com is where you get it. It's called Making My First $10 Million, The Story of Money and Leveraged Income. And it's a terrific book. It kind of explains what money is and why it's important and why you need it. And how to go get it. This is a handbook for you to use to get your hands wrapped around why you would go to all the work to build a network marketing business and how you can use that business to leverage your income. That's it in a nutshell. So back to you, Brian. Why don't you give us an idea, you know, give us your cliff notes on what you think this book is about, and then we'll ask you some questions about it if it's okay with you.
Sure. I think it would probably be best for me to just explain to everybody how the book came about, because I was actually, we all get used to, in our recruiting efforts, talking to prospects that just flat are closed-minded. They say they want to make more money, but when it comes down to it, they're not willing to make a decision to do something new. They want a job. They want a handout instead of a hand up. And quite frankly, you know, after 20 years of being in this network marketing profession and talking to prospects every single day, you know, sometimes it gets to you. So, you know, about a month and a half, 2 months ago, I finished up a conversation with somebody who I thought was going to get started up in the business, and he had a whole book of excuses as to why he can't do the business, and I can't, you know, these businesses don't work, and I just want a job. And so I hung up, and I wanted to write an email to this guy. You know, sometimes I just want to throw that one last life preserver to somebody just to see if I can kind of catch them, you know, reach their open up their mind in some fashion before I just kind of let them ride off to the sunset. And I started writing this email, and as I was typing it out, it just went longer and longer and longer, and there's more and more and more stuff I needed to say to this guy, because it seemed to me he was repelling money instead of attracting money. He had an adverse relationship with money, which is what I find 90%+ of people I talk to in life in general, 90%+ of people out there, they don't realize that they've been repelling money their entire lives instead of attracting it. So anyway, this email became a book. And then when I got back from a trip to England and to whatever, to London and Paris, I came back home on the plane. I said, you know what? I'm not going to procrastinate. Sometimes I have an idea, but I just don't act on it. I said, I'm going to go get this to a publisher. I'm going to get this thing out there and let this message be told. And because, quite frankly, you know, the reality that people are finding themselves, they say they want one thing, but their actions are doing something completely different, and they're not congruent. They're not aligned. They're not in alignment with what they want in life and what they're doing about it. And so as I kind of discussed the idea of money and how they need to attract it versus repel it, and that really hopefully comes through, and I'm getting the feedback, people, it's really resonating. Then I also I hit head on the whole objection that as a network marketer we encounter every day, which is, oh, that's a pyramid scheme, or, you know, that's a Ponzi scheme. And so I share what I just shared with you all a minute ago on the show about how I used to think that way, how somebody actually compared this business model with my family real estate company, which I knew was a legitimate model. It's a smart way to work, being the broker instead of being the real estate agent. And once I got that understood in my mind, I said, you know what? What if every prospect under the sun was able to have that same conversation happen before their eyes, where they respect the real estate model? And therefore, if I can attach the two together and show them parallel, show them very analogous how they both work the same way, except for network marketing is one step better because it employs leveraged income and residual income, I said, you know what, I can help every network marketer to be able to go out there and talk to a prospect and stop getting these closed-minded stiff arms. You know, stop trying to convince people that are just not even open in the first place and start talking to interested people. I mean, I would venture to say, I mean, how many of us would love to talk to somebody that's interested and open to network marketing and getting an opportunity where they can build that passive residual income versus somebody that we have to spend all our time convincing and getting these negative remarks and these doors closed on us, or, you know, the phones hung up on us? That's what the book is designed to do. And, you know, and again, I wasn't sitting in my office one day or sitting in my bedroom saying, you know what, I need to find a way to make some money by being an author. You know, we all know that authors, you know, typically don't make a lot of money, at least in this industry. You know, the book is priced at $1 a piece so that people can actually go get 100 of them for $100 and go out there and use it as a prospecting tool. And Tom, I'm excited because it's already in the first 3 weeks. It went number 6 on Amazon bestseller list in the first couple of days, and it's already becoming a leading prospecting tool in the industry. I mean, I've got top distributors from other companies who are buying by, you know, 500 to 1,000 at a time and teaching their teams how to go out there and use this to prospect people first. Then when the door of receptivity is opened up, then you walk in with your opportunity. versus trying to jam your opportunity in through a closed locked door. Why don't we use the book as a magic key, opens the door up, and then once they're open, now we walk in nonchalantly and confidently with our opportunity.
So, John, what do you think of that?
I think it's wonderful.
Are you going to say hi to your old buddy Brian?
Yeah, Brian, congratulations. You've done something that I don't understand why people don't get it. But many, many, many years ago in this business, DVDs, VHS, sorry, VHS cassette tapes were a big deal. And people were charging $19.95 for them. And I think it was Nu Skin that first said, the heck with that. And they started putting them out there for a couple of bucks only. And bam, it just exploded. And your pricing strategy on this book is just brilliant. And so thanks for that. I got a question I want to push you on. I hope it's in the service of your book. And unfortunately, it may not be. When you first got into this business, from your background, from your growing up, from your education and the values your dad instilled in you as a business person, you really got, and you've said now two or three times on this show, that it was the leveraged income and the residual income that really got your attention. But you have been very transparent and very honest about the fact that once you got deeper into this business, you realized that there was more than met the eye, and you went on an almost scientific study of the leaders in this business, and you got turned around about what you thought it was really about. Can you speak about that, please?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and one of the things that the question that sometimes people ask me, or other leaders that are using my story as a story to talk on as far as a training topic, is, you know, there's plenty of people, like Tommy said at the beginning, some people come from the other side of the tracks. Maybe they're looking at this as their leg up, their opportunity to take them to a new place, to help them become successful. Some people for the first time in their lives. And so for me, it was a little bit different. And the story that my story can kind of be used from the standpoint of, okay, I was already in this successful real estate company with the family. I didn't need to find an opportunity. I could have stayed on that track. And I could have done well like my father did and provided a very significant lifestyle for my family. I could have done that without the residual income. And so why did I decide to walk away from the family business? Which, you know, again, if you have nothing to walk away from, then it's kind of sometimes you might say it's an easier decision. So some people look at it as Brian must have had a much harder decision. And I believe that's very true. I think that, you know, if you had no success before, then it might be difficult to make the transition and go succeed here. And I think if you had a lot of success before and you have a lot to walk away from, it's also equally as hard. And so from that standpoint, you know, when I came into this business, I did have an advantage and an obstacle. The hurdle I had was being willing to burn my ship, be willing to walk away and do so in the face of my family, my brother, my parents, and everybody that knew me. Thought I was nuts. They said, "What? Are you crazy? You're walking away from the family real estate empire that you're building to go build a network marketing thing from home." So for me, I had to go through that. But I said, "You know what? It will be worth it because there is such a difference here in real estate. As a broker, I can go out and hire you, John, as a real estate agent. And even if you're a neophyte and you're brand new at the game, and we have to spend all my time teaching you how to go out there and list and sell houses, and you can become a superstar." But at the end of the day, I see all these real estate agent superstars that still are on a treadmill that they will never be able to get off. I grew up in real estate. I watched my father do it in the 70s and then the 80s, and I was doing it in the 90s, all into the new millennium. And I can tell you, all those people that I knew back then that were superstars, they're still working as hard, or if not harder, today to make the same money they used to. And they're on a treadmill. Some of them, their hair has changed, their hair is gone, their hair is blue. I mean, it's amazing that, I'll get off that. My point being is I love the fact that in network marketing, I saw the chance to go out there and bring somebody in and not teach them how to be a salesperson on an indefinite treadmill forever. I saw it as a way to get them leverage and residual income and truly set somebody free. So in one place, I'm employing them as a perpetual salesperson in real estate or in network marketing. I can help people truly find financial and time freedom. And that just really inspired me. I said, if I want financial and time freedom, if I want to get off a treadmill, if I want to be able to go sit on a beach and clip coupons the rest of my life, if I want to go hang out with my son, I can do that if I help other people get that same kind of freedom too. That's the big difference.
Brian, one of the things that you talked about is that you really changed as a person. This business has changed you. So much so that you've even said to me, and I don't mean to embarrass you by this, but there's an aspect of ministry for you in this business because of what it can do with and for people. Can you speak to that?
Well, absolutely. You know, and I'll tell you, the metamorphosis that I wasn't realizing was so evident to the outside world, but over the years, people have come up and said all kinds of different comments to me. And quite frankly, as I was hearing them years ago, it was hard for me to handle a little bit from the standpoint when I came into this business. I was in the company I'm with right now. I've been here 14 years, and I was 28 years old. I was young. I was single. I had no son to be worried about. So for me, it was all about making money. I wanted passive money. I wanted residual money. I wanted to be a top earner. It was about the success from that standpoint. And you, when that's what's important to you, that's on the forefront of your mind, you're going to be that person. But as things progressed, and this business, you've heard it said 1,000 times if you've heard it once, that I feel like it's a almost like a personal development program with a compensation plan attached to it. You know, in order for your income to grow, you need to grow. And I started learning that kind of thing years ago. And I realized that, you know, as I was growing as a person, and I became more sympathetic to people, more empathetic, more
Brian,
caring.
We got to take a break. Please don't lose this. Come back on it.
Keep that thought process. We've got Brian Carruthers and John Milton Fogg, and this guy is a rock star. We got one more segment with him. Stick around. It is the Tom Chenault Show. We really, really appreciate you listening.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's Tom Chenault, and it's the Tom Chenault Show. We have got John Milton Fogg and Brian Carruthers with us. Brian is blowing it up. My email is filling up. People are hitting the site. Louise Groomer, really an icon in Visalis. Matt Jameson just popped onto the screen saying he's all over the book. I mean, what's amazing to me is this book, it is relevant for somebody brand new in network marketing or a legend like a Matt Jameson. And that's what I love about this thing is it touches every base. It's duplicatable. John talked about the pricing structure and the fact that you can get this in the hands of your prospects and your teams at a price that you can afford. Why don't you talk about that pricing structure a little bit if you don't mind?
Sure, Tom. And here's the most important part about this. It's generic. It has nothing to do with any particular company. It's just about money. It's about overcoming the obstacle about, oh, is this a legit business model? And it basically sends them back to the person who gave them the book to say, hey, look, get back to the person who gave you this book. They might have the right vehicle that can help you accomplish what this book talks about. And so I want to give everybody an example real quickly. I went in a week ago Saturday to get a massage here in Maryland. And I went to the bathroom before I went in for my massage. And I left the book on the counter. Now, I did it on purpose. But I went and got my massage. I came out. I went to pay at the front desk. And there's two young women there. And they said, hey, did you leave a book in the back in the bathroom? I said, oh, yeah. I brought that for Virginia, my therapist. They said, well, is that real? I said, what do you mean is it real? They said, is there that kind of money being made in the business? I said, as a matter of fact, I stamped a website address right there in the back of it. Check out that website, and you'll see all how the business works. And so I went ahead and paid, and I walked out. I said, please make sure you get that to my therapist. That's what I brought it for. So I got in my car. I was checking some text messages, and I went to start my car and go, and I got a couple pings on my app that I use for my prospecting. Both of them went on my website and checked out the information. I met with one of them last Thursday, and she's actually signing up tomorrow as a brand new person in my business. And now, if I put my company brochure or my company DVD in the bathroom, it would have gotten thrown out. Give you another quick example. I was at a restaurant for happy hour for some, you know, they give you half hour happy hour pricing for appetizers. So I met my friend there last Thursday. So I went in there. We were sitting down and eating in a big party of 15 men that sat at the big high top right next to us and for a little birthday party. And right when we were getting ready to go and I was getting ready to pay, I tapped the woman next to me on the shoulder. I said, "Hey, whose birthday is it?" She says, "One down there on the end." I said, "Would you mind giving her a copy of this book? I brought it here for my friend, but I want her to have it for her birthday." And so she says, hey, Stacy, hey, this gentleman right here wants you to have this for your birthday present." And she looks at it and she goes, "Oh, my gosh, I was just claiming my millions yesterday." I said, "I need to make me $1 million so I can get free in my life." She jumps up. She comes over. She hugs me so hard. I'm like, "Hey, I just come back from physical therapy. I got a shoulder problem." We were all laughing about it. But she gave me a bear hug. She said, "Thank you. I'm going to read this book because I want to make millions myself." Again, if I said, "Hey, would you pass down my propaganda about my product or about my opportunity, my sales pitch, would you pass that down to her as a gift?" It wouldn't have come across right. So the fact that it's generic is what's going to open the doors. It will make it easy. Trust me. The biggest challenge that we have as prospectors, as recruiters, is formulating, especially for the 95% of people who are uncomfortable doing it, and sometimes I even still am after 20 years, of formulating what are we going to say to that prospect so it does not come across immediately like a sales pitch.
No,
now,
not.
Of course, we always talk about compliment them and build rapport and build relations. But, hey, how about walking up to somebody and saying, "Hey, look, if I gave you this powerful book about money, would you read it?" How hard is it to teach your team how to do that kind of prospecting? And then once they read it, and here's another quick tip, and it's a big tip that I learned recently. Now, you want to know how you get somebody's phone number? So if I walk up to John and I say, "Hey, John," or maybe I don't even know him yet, "Hey, how you doing? I'm Brian. Hey, John, great. Hey, if I give you this powerful book about money, would you read it?" He says, "Oh, for sure." Especially when he looks at it and says, "Making my first $10 million. Yeah, I'll read that." I say, "Hey, John, when you call me back, because I want you to call me and tell me what you think about the book. When you call me back, what number will you be calling me from? Because I don't take phone calls from people I don't know." And I pull up my phone. I get ready to take his number. That's a brilliant way, I believe, that it will allow you to get people's phone numbers by saying, "Hey, look, what number are you going to call me from? Because I don't take phone calls from people I don't know." And you're going to get their number. Now, if they don't call you, now you get the chance to follow up and call them.
Very cool.
And by the way, Tom, one more thing as well. You know, the fostermentor.com is my kind of generic training blog where I just post all kinds of different things that will help people in learning how to do a three-way call or how to do a PDR if somebody's home or how to, you know, develop urgency or, you know, how to work through the numbers and see how the network marketing model works. All that kind of stuff is on there. But if somebody wants a copy of this book for free, but talk about pricing, talk about that in a second, but how about free? I want to give anybody a listener on your show today, go to fostermentor.com/free book. And please don't do it multiple times. I want you to get a book. I don't want you to put in a bunch. You don't do it in your dog's name. Just get one book, okay? But I'll send out a book for you to check out for free. And then
John and I will be back in the next hour. Brian Carruthers, thank you so much. This is a hard break. We'll be right back.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I'm going to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here.
Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.